every community should have confidence that the police are there to serve and protect. And when some parts of the community, as has been true recently, feel that the police are there to suppress, then you have a very serious problem.
I have to evaluate every decision based on who wins, who loses, what's fair, what's the best policy, and who's impacted by it. And, you know, I'm very proud of my record over the last 3 years, and I think voters feel engaged. I think they have a piece of ownership in our city that they didn't have before.
This is Intersection. The mayor of Columbia is one of the most important seats up for grabs in the municipal elections tomorrow. KBIA producers recently caught up with the two candidates in the race, current mayor Brian Treese and his challenger Chris Kelly. And our producers Mitch Ligon and Noah Taborda asked the candidates to meet them at a place that for them symbolizes Columbia. First up, Chris Kelly. Kelly previously spent about 18 years as a state representative from Boone County in the Missouri legislature, so he's no stranger to campaigns. He asked KBIA producer Mitch Ligon to meet him at the MKT Trail at Flat Branch Park in Columbia, and he explained why he chose that place. Here's their conversation.
I'm sorry that it's so cold and it's so windy, but
so why'd you choose where we are today?
Well, it's a sunny, windy, cold March day, and we're at the what is effectively the top terminus of the MKT Trail, which to which all Columbians need to be grateful to our great former mayor, Darwin Hyneman. And I am grateful to him for this and for being a mentor and having endorsed me in my candidacy for mayor. I got to know Darwin when I was in the legislature, and we worked together to get the state to approve the state Katy Trail, which, of course, as you know, the MKT, our local MKT, hooks into it. The local trail is a city-county project. The city has it out to the county line, and the county takes it from the edge of the city down to the state trail, down by McBain. It's an example of how excellent Columbia can be when we work together. I see Columbia as having two great ideological, philosophical pillars, one being the kind of Chamber of Commerce, business, more conservative pillar, and the other being more university, liberal pillar. And of course, those are not monolithic. There's all kinds of interactions. But as two general philosophical bases, and when those two work together, when they pull together, we can really do amazing things in Columbia, Missouri. And when they're not getting along, or one of them or both of them have distrust in the city government as exists today, we founder somewhat. And I think that's the situation, and that's the situation we need to change. I was involved in the recruitment of IBM to Columbia, and one of the things that IBM said to us was they needed more bike paths to their facility, to their offices and plants here. And that told me something important about the interaction between things like parks and trails and our economic well-being. These are very intertwined, because the trail speaks to a physically more healthy community and an economically more stable and progressive community. That's why the trails matter. They matter to me personally because I use them and because they're beautiful. But they matter to our community because they are symbolic of our excellence.
Okay, and so you've talked about how you kind of helped bring this trail, this park here. Touching on your prior experience, you've served as a representative in the Missouri House and as a judge in the 13th Circuit Court. What in your prior experience makes you a good fit for Mayor of Columbia?
One of the things, probably the thing that I did best in the legislature, was bring people of different philosophical and political viewpoints together to work on issues and cooperate. And there's a lot of examples of that. One is the Katy Trail. I was the chairman of the committee that brought the Katy Trail into existence in the state. We had a lot of opposition. We had to compromise, but we got it done. And now it's a major economic driver for the state of Missouri. Another one is I passed the funding mechanism that provides the resources for all of our Missouri healthcare programs. And that took a lot of compromise between Democrats and Republicans. But we got it done, and since we got it done in 1993, we have produced tens of billions of dollars during those 25 years that have driven, well, have completely funded our health care programs. And there's many examples like that. The effort to, I passed a bill to make it illegal to drink and drive. Had to fight with Anheuser-Busch about that. And in those days, Anheuser-Busch was a tremendous power in the state legislature. But we got the bill passed. It wasn't everything I wanted it to be, but it was progress. We first made it illegal to drink and drive in the state of Missouri. That was a step forward.
Okay, so let's jump a little bit in the future now. Let's say you get elected. You're mayor of Columbia. You know, you wake up, it's your first morning. What is on your to-do list? What are some of the things Chris Kelly is going to try to accomplish in the city of Columbia?
The very first thing that I want to approach is we have a new interim police chief, and the chief says that they have had, over the last several years, significant morale and performance issues. I want to work with the police department and with the new chief and with the city manager to help the department deal with those two issues, because I think those issues are the key to getting the money we need to pay police better and to get more police into this community. And if we got, for instance, a year of increased morale and improved performance, I think we'd have the objective criteria to go to the voters and say, now the police department is doing its job the way you should expect them to do, the way they did in the past. It's time for us to support them. That's my number one priority. After that, it's our carbon footprint. After that, it is the relationship between the various local governments. We have a very good county government, a good fire protection district, and a very good school district. Right now, those jurisdictions are all at odds with the city of Columbia. The county recently sued the city. The fire district is on the verge of suing the city. If I'm mayor, we're not going to be suing one another. We're going to sit down and work out the issues that we have and work together with these very good local governments to make this a better place to live and better for the taxpayers. Because when local governments are squabbling, as they are today, that costs the taxpayers money.
So filling the city manager position is one of the hot issues in Columbia right now. So what would you, Chris Kelly, be looking for in a new city manager?
I start with the premise where there's a search firm that's talked to local people, and they have a sense of what kind of manager we want. And the first criteria is, does the manager have all the prerequisite training and experience with regard to operating a municipal government, the finances, the various things like the streets, public works, in our case, a utility, several utilities, sewer systems. So I operate on the premise that every candidate will have the prerequisites in that, because that's the first question. Then another big question will be, I will ask and want to know what each candidate, how they will inform themselves with regard to the new police chief, what they will be looking for in a new police chief. And I'm going to, what they're looking for in a police chief will inform my decision on who to hire as manager, because it's important to remember that the council and the mayor do not hire the police chief. The city manager does, and it's really important in our system of government that we allow the manager to do that. But the way the manager will proceed on hiring a chief will be very important to me on who I am willing to vote for.
So how do you plan on addressing the policing issue if elected, and what are your thoughts on community policing?
Community policing is what all policing should be. Every community should have confidence that the police are there to serve and protect. And when some parts of the community, as has been true recently, feel that the police are there to suppress, then you have a very serious problem. And when we say community policing, what that's a code word for is having a more reasonable, open, compassionate relationship with the African American community, so that community doesn't feel, as I say, like the police are an occupying army, that they pose a danger to their children. It's important that the police communicate that our role here is to protect and serve rather than to occupy.
What makes you the correct choice for mayor?
I've demonstrated over the years that if there is a problem in my community, I'm going to do everything I can to help get it solved. I'm going to bring the people together, I'm going to listen to people, and I'm going to work with people to find a solution that everybody can live with. My most virulent opponents will agree that I did that well in the legislature. And people should not vote for me because I did it well in the past, but because doing it well in the past is a harbinger of the future. It is an indication of both a willingness and ability to bring people together and find solutions to problems faced by the community. There, for myself and my family, this community has been just wonderful to us. And I want to pay some of that back. I can never repay my entire debt to this community. And I think as being mayor, I can provide some leadership in some areas that we need. However, win or lose, I've won 12 elections in this community. And I am incredibly grateful to the people who are my friends, who have been the people for whom I was energized to work as hard as I could. And I look for another opportunity to do that. And if the people choose differently, I'll still be, no one can possibly be more grateful than I am.
That was KBIA's Mitch Ligon talking with Columbia mayoral candidate Chris Kelly. Their conversation took place at the MKT Trail entrance at Flat Branch Park. Brian Treece has served as Columbia's mayor for 3 years since 2016, and he's seeking re-election and another term as mayor. When asked to meet KBIA producer Noah Taborda at a place he considers symbolic in Columbia, Treece chose the historic downtown Niedermeyer apartment building. Here's their conversation.
Well, we're sitting here at the Niedermeyer Apartments, and it was really this building that kind of galvanized my vision for Columbia. You know, I was chairing the Historic Preservation Commission 3 years ago. I chaired the Downtown Leadership Council 3 years ago. And if you think back to where the city of Columbia was back then, we were having unlimited, no strings attached growth, primarily in student apartments downtown. And those student apartments were driving infrastructure improvements and no parking requirements that were impacting the rest of the neighborhoods in Columbia and forcing all the other ratepayers to pay the bills for it. And, you know, I thought it was a defining moment in Columbia's history to really step in and reform an outdated zoning code, and install a sufficiency of services test and new neighborhood protections and really make that investment in the next generation of Columbia.
Why did you pick the Niedermeyer Apartments as opposed to every other place in Columbia to have this interview? What makes it a representation to you of what Columbia is all about?
Well, I think it's a visual, physical, symbolic, embodiment of Columbia's history. It was built in 1836. And, it's the oldest building, certainly in downtown Columbia. If you look at I've got a bird's eye map from 1839. It's the last building on that map that continues to stand today. But more than that, it's really a symbol of what our early founders of Columbia had in mind. I mean, this was built as the Columbia Female Academy so that General Richard Gentry had a place to educate his daughters. From here, Stevens College was born. Columbia College was born. The very first meeting of the University of Missouri Board of Curators was held here because it was raining on campus and the Board of Curators had to meet here. That was the founding of the University of Missouri. So when we talk about Columbia being this capital of equity and diversity and higher education, it all started right here in this building.
So obviously this isn't your first rodeo for an election. What have you faced, what challenges have you faced this time around that maybe you didn't face the first time?
Oh, it's a great honor to serve as mayor and to ask voters to support me again for a second term. I think the challenges that we have right now as a city are really an opportunity. You know, we've made much needed changes at City Hall. I'm so proud of all the accomplishments that we've achieved in the last 3 years when it comes to investing in infrastructure and holding the line on taxes and fee increases. But the mayor that is elected in April is going to help hire the new city manager who will hire the new police chief. And those are great challenges and great responsibilities to have.
On the flip side, what have you learned from those past elections that helped you in this one?
Well, I try to be open, honest, and transparent and connect with voters. I've done over 200 media interviews in the last 3 years because I want the public, I want our taxpayers and our voters to know the same information that I have and the same set of facts that I use to make a decision. That way, you may not always agree with my decision, but at least you know the factors that I considered, and all the cards are on the table with respect to financial data or the current issues facing our community, and hopefully together we can make the right decision at the right time.
Now, what in your background, obviously outside of mayor, do you think makes you qualified to serve in this position?
You know, I've worked in government for over 30 years as an advocate, and I think that value of representing the little guy, but also knowing how to navigate the process when it comes to reading a city budget. And, you know, we get the equivalent of a telephone book for every city council meeting, and knowing how to drill down on facts, not only in the council memo, but in the attachments and in the research and in the public input meetings and the interested parties meetings that went into where we get to that decision point. You know, as mayor, I have to evaluate every decision based on who wins, who loses, what's fair, what's the best policy, and who's impacted by it. And, you know, I'm very proud of my record over the last 3 years, and I think voters feel engaged. I think they have a piece of ownership in our city that they didn't have before.
What are some issues, and there are so many issues, obviously, that you'd like to touch on in different topics, but what are some of them that you and your campaign have pinpointed as things you would like to work on if you were reelected again?
Well, clearly, you know, public safety and community policing, having sufficient police officers to better serve and protect our neighborhoods continues to be an ongoing priority. You know, we've added new police officers, two new fire stations without raising taxes. You know, we've made financial transparency a hallmark of my administration with new online tools that allow voters to see every dollar that the city takes in, as well as where every dollar goes. And I think that has really helped restore citizen confidence in their city government. I'm proud to have appointed over 200 women to city boards and commissions, including the first two women to serve on the Water and Light Advisory Board since it was created in 1964. I mean, when we talk about, you know, historic accomplishments, I'm very proud of what we've done in the last 3 years.
So you talked about policing a little bit. That seems to be an issue that is always on the minds of the constituents. Mm-hmm. How are you planning to address that, you know, in your, if you were to be reelected?
Well, you know, every budget cycle we identify additional revenue that is better spent and invested in public safety, whether that's adding new police officers, better equipment, but also some new innovative practices like take-home cars to extend the reach of our police officers into neighborhoods, you know, encouraging down payments and loans for police officers that want to live in our target neighborhoods, because I think it's important that we integrate our police officers with the communities they serve. And, you know, I'm so proud of the great work that our men and women of the police department do every day. We just need more of them. And I think as we continue to go through that budget cycle, we've now turned the corner with a new police chief that is transforming that department in ways that that we had only imagined 3 years ago.
Another topic that comes up pretty frequently is climate. It seems to be something that Columbia prides themselves in, is maintaining a good environment and also trying to make better the climate for not only this community, but the country as a whole. And part of that has been the Climate Action and Adaption Plan. How is that going to play into what you would do in your next cycle as mayor if you were to be reelected?
Well, and those recommendations will come to council sometime this summer, and that will really guide how Columbia grows and how Columbia adapts, and how do we build resiliency into our community. You know, Columbia has always been a leader when it comes to protecting the environment. We were one of the first, based on an initiative petition, to adopt a renewable energy mandate that later became the model for the state of Missouri. When President Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, I was proud to join with the mayors of Kansas City and St. Louis on the Climate Mayors Coalition, and now there are over 400 mayors representing 70 million people in that coalition. Columbia's commitment to that effort is this Climate Action and Adaptation Plan. And we put together a cross-section of 16 individuals, you know, from environmental activists to home builders and developers, insurers. We've put together a team to really look at our built environment, to look at our waste management practices, to look at our redundancy, but also look at ways that we can eliminate greenhouse gas emissions and municipal emissions to better prepare for the future.
So city manager is obviously on a lot of people's minds right now. What are some characteristics or qualities that you would look for in a good city manager?
Well, and it's not just what I want in a city manager. I mean, while the mayor and your city council sit on the dais every other Monday night and set the tone and the policy and the vision for the city, it's really the city manager that runs the day-to-day operations of the city. And, you know, look, I think at the end of the day, voters want to know that their electricity is going to work, their trash is going to get picked up, and the streets are going to get plowed. And beyond that, we look for an individual that has the vision for a growing city like Columbia, Missouri, and someone that can really help us with the challenges of building a new airport, transforming a police department, the growth challenges that we have, and I'm confident that we'll be successful in that search, and I'm looking forward to that process. It's probably one of the first actions the next mayor is going to have to take.
And the city manager hires the police chief. So while you aren't necessarily the direct hire, what role would you play in that hiring?
The city council has adopted a community policing resolution that really prioritizes that law enforcement model, and really wants that ethos to permeate all actions of the Columbia Police Department. I've participated in every one of those community policing meetings. We had 7 town hall meetings in every ward of the city, along in the city council lobby. And you know, I want to take the feedback that we've heard over the last 2 years to really make sure the new city manager understands the type of policing and the type of interaction we expect from the people that protect and serve us every day.
Day one, you know, if you are reelected, you're sitting down. What are you looking at doing?
Well, I mean, clearly we have to, I mean, literally the day after the next mayor is sworn in, they'll be getting the resumes for potential city council, for city manager candidates. And so I want to make sure that the person we hire has the values and attributes and characteristics that reflect Columbia's values, and to make sure that we continue to move forward on transforming the police department. And I think, you know, for the first time ever, morale is up, crime is down, and we have an interim police chief that is really making a dramatic impact in our community and in neighborhoods, and public safety is the benefit of that. Again, going back to this building and why it's important, you know, when the founders of Columbia nearly 200 years ago settled on the banks of Flat Branch Creek, and then, you know, eventually created a post office there, and what was the Boonslick Trail that had people come through, and then eventually built this building, which is now called the Niedermeyer Apartments. They made investments in Columbia that really determined the future of Columbia for the next 200 years. And you know, I appointed the Bicentennial Commission to really help tell that story from the founding of Columbia at Smithton down to the banks of Flat Branch Creek. And I think it's a good reminder that the investments we make today in the city of Columbia should have that same vision that can guide us, not just, you know, that in my next 3 years as mayor or in my next 30 years living in Columbia, hopefully longer, but in the next hundreds of years to come that can impact those generations and let Columbia be the place that we all fell in love with.
Alrighty, thank you very much for taking the time.
That was KBIA's Noah Taborda talking with Columbia Mayor Brian Treese, who's seeking re-election to a second term as mayor and facing a challenge from former State Representative Chris Kelly. Polls throughout Mid-Missouri are open tomorrow as early as 6 a.m. in Boone County. Mid-Missouri voters tomorrow are deciding on a range of candidates and issues, from school board seats to city council seats and mayoral seats. In places like Ashland, Harrisburg, Hallsville, Moberly, voters decide on mayors in Columbia, Jefferson City, and Centralia. Wherever you are, check your local county clerk's office for details about your polling place and stay tuned to KBIA for election coverage. This episode of Intersection was produced by Betsy Smith, Molly Dove, and Emily Aiken with Mitch Ligon and Noah Taborda. I'm Janet Saidi. Tomorrow is Election Day. Thanks for listening and happy voting.